The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Sun's rising high over the Tennessee land, where John Brown and Dalton lend a helping hand. Got my coffee strong, ready for the ride. With the Wake Up Crew, I'll take it all in stride. They bring the smile so warm and true, making morning sweet with a country view. Rise and shine, the morning's new. John Brown and Dalton are here for you. On WG is they light the way. With the Wake Up Crew, it's a brighter day.
And good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Wake Up Crew. Of course, it being hump day, you know. And John, Brian, and Dalton, all here.
All here.
For another day to make your day even sweeter than what it normally is.
Rise and shine!
Wow.
Don't remember that on the recording. Seagulls at Smyrna and football Friday. Don't forget that. MTSU's at Ole Miss Saturday. That's a big game for the Blue Raiders. And that starts at 1:45 airtime. 17 days until my birthday. I'm going to quit announcing that. You can announce it. But
hey, John,
I'm
how many days are it until your
17,
birthday?
Because I was born on, you know, you remember it, don't you?
Mm-mm,
do
I forgot.
You remember?
No, I forgot.
The 21st night of September.
Oh.
Were you born at night?
You know, I don't know when I was born, to be honest. I just know it was the 21st.
We can say it's night. It's been long enough. Yeah. Like, we can say it's nighttime.
Dalton was born after 10:30. I don't remember Bobby.
Yes, I'm the favorite.
Well, they declared it a national holiday the minute I was born.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah, 33 days until the start of fall break. So that's good news. It's still hot in here.
Yes, it is.
It's because I'm here.
Let's get an update on the weather in the studio.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Rutherford weather, it's hot in the studio. Back to you, John.
Right now, we're reporting in at 76, and it'll be 82 before we leave today.
And go ahead and look at your windshield, you know, the temperature that your car gives. Add 10 degrees to it, and that's the studio.
Oh, geez. Well, we just got to live through it. You just got to go through it. It's part of, you know... People are out there working in the hot sun every day, and we're here complaining about, you know, having a few fans in here.
I have a cup, and I'm catching all my sweat to recycle the water.
Oh, boy.
Gosh.
You're a little salty today.
Whoa.
Get it? Sweat? Ba-dum. I give it a one.
So, you can't judge anymore.
Any updates on the heating situation? Are there any updates to report?
No, we just figured that we would try to usher in fall quickly, so we've just turned on the heat here instead of having the AC. That's what we decided to do.
Well, I think it's supposed to be a little cooler today, so it won't get up to 83 till about probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, those board engineers coming in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, though.
It's miserable for them.
Are you wiping yourself off with a towel?
I have a little napkin or paper towel or toilet paper. I don't know what it is. It's so wrinkled.
Is your head getting a little beady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of wipe the sweat from my brow.
Us Barretts, we're a sweating bunch.
I work hard, you know. You sweat when you work hard.
You work hard, yeah.
Of course I do.
Yeah, you work
working
hard.
Working hard or hardly working?
I hardly work here, you know, when I work. I guess you'd call it that. Boy, it was hot at that football game last week.
Yeah.
You realize what you're in? You're in like a metal roofed.
That's people
building.
Don't realize those press boxes.
Yeah, with no
when
air
they
conditioning.
Don't have air conditioning. It's.
I mean, it's a tin can inferno.
I will say it's better to have heat and no AC than AC and no heat in a press box by the end of the season.
Probably true. That's probably true to some point.
What was that again? Now
it's better to have no AC with heat. Than to have no heat and AC in a press box.
I don't know if I agree with that. You can always add layers.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you'd rather be cold than hot. And I'd rather be hot than cold.
The coldest I've ever been was in Maryville that year.
We were outside in the open air.
But, I mean, it was frigid.
There was a breeze going, too.
Yeah, uh-huh. I know. We had heaters and heated gloves.
But it was...
I was so numb, I don't even remember the game. You know, I don't even remember the game. Is that the one where did Oakland win that game?
I think so, yeah. That's about, 4 years ago now? Something like that.
Now, we had pretty good weather on the semifinal game last year. You went to tape it, didn't you?
Yes,
and
I did.
So,
it was pretty good. I think I remember just wearing like a long sleeve
Yeah, it was sunshine, a lot of sunshine, and it was not bad. Mm-hmm. You can get lucky. Has it ever rained on that semifinal day? I don't remember any rain.
You know, I'm trying to think. I'm sure it has at some point, but I don't remember.
When we went to Ottawa with Jeff, was it poured, but was that a semifinal game?
You remember the year before Oakland got turf? They had so much rain and it tore up the field, but I think that was the week before, honestly.
I think so. I think you're right there. We've got a great show today. It's Hump Day here at the station, and it is 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds east northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 66. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90. And then Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 64. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street. Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and boy, we've got a new menu item that you need to come and try, and it's the Toots Patty Melt. We have our own ground beef. Grill them, put them on buttered Lewis Bakery toast with melted cheese and onions. It's unbelievable. Please come to Toots and try our new patty melt. You're going to just love it.
It's the American way.
So swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Good food and fun.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Best haircut.
The best ever.
Get entertained.
Oh, darling, Charlie Pitts.
Save the life.
Have a laugh.
And have some fun.
Charlie Pitts.
Old Foster Brooks one time got stopped at a roadblock. Sir, you're drinking. I'm going to give you a 501. He says, you better give me a 1002 because I got to come back through here in a few minutes.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Walk away with a smile.
615-895-3997.
Charlie Pitts.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
There's probably a brick mailbox made by LaGreen's Masonry near you. Look at the brick mailboxes on their website, LaGreen'sMasonry.com. Family owned and operated, LaGreen's Masonry is A-plus rated by the BBB.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Updating late-night college football, 21st-ranked Arizona is winding down the third quarter, leading 48-31 over New Mexico. Ending the third quarter at Washington, Huskies now up 28-3 over Weber State. And Arizona State on FS1 leads late in the game 48-0 against Wyoming. Number one, Georgia ripped Clemson 34-3. Oregon survived against Idaho 24-14. Seventh-ranked Notre Dame was tied with 2 minutes to go at Texas A&M, but the Irish won at 23-13. Ninth-ranked Michigan pulled away from Fresno State 30-10 the final. Miami won at Florida 41-17. 49ers first-round wide receiver Ricky Pearsall from Florida is in serious but stable condition after being shot in a robbery attempt in the Bay Area. He was able to walk to the ambulance. To baseball, the Dodgers with two in the ninth, one at Arizona 8-6, wins for the Mets and Phillies.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:21. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, and we are powered today and every day by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store to manage your account, improving your energy habits, and more. That's MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. I don't know if you guys knew, but there's been a Powerball winner at Jefferson Pike Market. They don't know who it is yet. They may be by now, by the time, you know, I don't know if they've announced it or anything, but Jefferson Pike Market, that's real close to you, Brian.
Is that Cross? No, it's not Crossroads. It's the one that's on further.
On down, yeah, toward Wilson, yeah. Elementary. Yeah, $50,000.
That was me. It wasn't.
Boy, I don't know. I just, every time I think about that, we've had this discussion before, but wow, I don't know what I would do. I'd be real happy. $50,000 is better than $500 million, though.
Disagree.
Well, but it is. You don't have to worry about people. Well, I guess you do. You know, people still want some money from you, I guess. Song of the day, top four James Bond themes. Yesterday was Skyfall with Adele. Brian, what do you got for today?
Well, let's see what Carly Simon has to say.
Oh. Is that Roger Moore?
Yes, that's oh, it's my favorite of his movies.
The Spy Who Loved Me.
The Spy Who Loved Me. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Okay, that was
it's the one where it opens with him. He's skiing and he jumps and then the parachute comes out.
And then
it's
the song
like
starts.
The coolest
right.
Opening
yeah.
ever. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That's number three. We've got two more to go this week, so looking forward to that. John Dietrich is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for stepping up to help a bank customer with an issue. John Dietrich's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Congratulations, John. And, by the way, if you would like to nominate someone as a Good Neighbor of the Day, here's how easy it is. If you save our phone number and your contacts there, 615-893-1450, you can not only send in a Good Neighbor by texting the word neighbor to our number there. You'll get a reply. Just fill out the information on that link. You can also get your birthdays and anniversaries text in or called in on that number. 615-893-1450. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
You know, I wish we had predicted what the song of the day was going to be. You know?
Well, we can cheat. We've
already looked. Yeah. Yeah. So, but we'll do that sometime. Just remind me when you're doing a list, you know, like that. That's pretty specific.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So, but nobody
like
does
week.
It better. Nobody.
I wouldn't
does,
have guessed that one.
Nobody does the real fact better than Dalton Barrett.
Oh, really? I thought I did pretty good. Facts
This one makes a lot of sense. I had just never thought about it, so I would like to share it. Earth is the only known planet where fire occurs. Because fire needs oxygen, and we don't know of any other planets with oxygen.
He is amazing. Again, that's why he's the best at the real
planet. Planet Dagobah.
624.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Governor Bill Lee said he suspects the state is closer than further from having a new death penalty protocol in place, which is required before Tennessee can resume executions after a 2-year pause. On April 20, 2022, Governor Lee ordered all executions be paused in the state after discovering that the state was not testing the lethal injection drugs as required in its own protocol, among other problems. Lee then tasked the Tennessee Department of Correction and other organizations with developing new death penalty protocols before the state could resume executions. Lee did not give the department a deadline to complete the protocol. Authorities in Murfreesboro are on the lookout for a man who is accused of using a device of some kind to steal money from an ATM. Officials say the unidentified man used some type of a device to extract about $5,400 from an ATM inside a business. Now, he reportedly left in a white SUV. Police say a similar incident occurred in a store in Coffee County by a suspect in the same vehicle. You'll find his picture on WGNSradio.com and information about who to call if you can identify him. That burn ban that was in place in Murfreesboro has been lifted. In a recent news release sent by the city of Murfreesboro to area media outlets, Mike Browning with the city told WGNS in an email Tuesday that the fire marshal has lifted the burn ban. It's no longer in effect. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on X at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We've got Good Neighbor events coming up, another check of the forecast, and we'll also be looking at traffic for the first time this morning as things start to build up in the University City.
Did you say as things start to heat up?
What?
Did you say as things start to heat up?
Okay, he is talking through a fan. Do you realize that?
It's the only fan he's got.
It, the fan smells like laundry detergent, and there's dust in it.
And you're swallowing it right now. Now, if you'll put that fan over there by Brian, maybe that'll help him a little bit. I mean, you've got to get away from it. I mean, put it, like, kind of in between us,
but John,
between you and Brian.
It's become part of me.
Well, you're going to be weird at church.
It's box fan man.
Oh, the heat is really definitely getting to us. That's for sure.
How is this? Does this help?
No, it does not.
Oh, you don't feel it?
Oh yeah, but I think your body's blocking some of it.
Well, no, because it's going this way.
All we can smell is your coffee breath.
All I feel is this fan back here. Oh, there you go. Can you hold it right there for about 10 minutes? That would be good. But
My finger!
The heat's really gotten to him, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna move the fan away from
thanks.
Me for a few minutes.
Now what are you going to do, John?
I don't know. I miss it. It's like gone. But anyway, we were talking yesterday about onslaughts of dementia, and I don't know, you guys never really had anybody in your family that suffered from it, have you?
Not that I know of or was diagnosed.
Yeah and a lot of times it's hard to tell the early stages of it.
Yeah, toward the end I'm not sure that my dad didn't have a little bit of that going on, but you know,
of course, he had other issues too.
Sure.
Could cause some of that as well. So, but
it's a tough thing for sure.
It's we mentioned yesterday about Amy Watson and her retiring from Channel 5. I think her last day is in October, I think.
But do you know she lives in Hopkinsville? And
yeah.
So she made that drive from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, all the way to Nashville. I mean, that's
for 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty long drive.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times she said her husband would drive her in. And to get her to work. And then I think it was somewhere where it was on really snowy days, she would spend the day. Channel 5 would give her a hotel to stay in, which was really nice.
72 miles for an hour and 15 minutes. So she would drive that back and forth every day. So that's what, 2.5 hours on the road?
I mean, that's about my commute to Murfreesboro, around town.
Well, she's going to be missed because she was really, really good, that's for sure.
Yeah, most certainly.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
In 1901, William Lyons, a British industrialist, he made Jaguars.
Ooh, yeah. Jaguar.
Died in 1985. 1918, Paul Harvey, American news commentator and radio broadcaster, born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I think we're doing birthdays there, aren't we?
Oh.
Yeah. The other sheet. It's all good.
Just John, do you have dementia?
It's a little prelude.
Why do you keep asking that, Dalton? Okay, 1813, the first U.S. religious newspaper. 1882, in its first large-scale test, Thomas Edison's light bulb is used to light New York's Pearl Street Station. In 1885, the first cafeteria opens. 1888, George Eastman patents the first roll film camera and registers, Kodak. In 1950, Beetle Bailey, the comic strip, debuts in 12 newspapers. In 1972, The Price is Right, U.S.'s longest-running game show, debuts.
Come on down!
You know, I really thought that debuted earlier than that, but I guess Bob Barker, that's the only person we ever knew until Drew Carey.
Yeah.
In 1995, the cult TV series Xena, Warrior Princess, starring Lucy Lawless, debuts in the United States. Did you ever watch Xena?
I've not seen it.
Probably a little before your time.
Yeah,
did you
just
watch
a little
it?
Bit.
Yeah.
Did Wonder Man, ever have any crossover with Xena?
No, unfortunately not.
And in 2018, the FBI announces it has recovered a pair of Dorothy's ruby slippers from the Wizard of Oz.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
And that's a look at our Today in History coming up. It was Today in History, wasn't it?
Okay. It was.
And Brandon Brooks is standing by with Rewind. We've got more of the Wake Up Crew. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 4th, 1972.
Imagine there's no heaven.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono appeared on the Jerry Lewis telethon.
It's easy if you try.
This date in 1995. The syndicated debut of the hit fantasy series.
The car that was making me relive my past seemed to be coming from the Berserker.
Xena, Warrior Princess.
She killed him. I know.
It ran 6 seasons.
That should have released.
September 4th, 2006.
Most of the inhabitants want to kill you.
Crocodile hunter Steve Irwin.
I'm in no danger whatsoever.
Killed by the barb of a stingray.
Right.
As he filmed a documentary. He was 44. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds east-northeasterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, light winds. Lows drop to 66. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90. And then Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 64. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Good morning. Starting to build already. 24 westbound. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County as we start it live here into Antioch on 24 westbound passing OHB. Traffic's on the increase. Certain sections of I-65 down through Millersville as you come through Sumner County. In from Robertson County as well. Radar, at least it was earlier, I-40 out in Wilson County. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, or roof inspection, anything to do with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialists. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
It's time to mount a counterattack on mosquitoes and reclaim your yard. AmeriCare Pest Control can help you enjoy your yard again and protect your family from mosquitoes that can carry West Nile and encephalitis. Call 893-7111 to learn more about their mosquito control services.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize those local family businesses. Oakland's Mansion Fall Craft Fair is 10 until 5 this Saturday. That's at Oakland's Mansion, 900 North Manny Avenue, right here in Murfreesboro. And the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is offering a 9/11 remembrance ceremony on Wednesday, September the 11th. That's at the Sheriff's Office beside the 9/11 Memorial. Retired Air Force Colonel Thomas Ickerson is the guest speaker. He led a group into the Pentagon just after the attack. That'll be Wednesday morning, September the 11th, at the Sheriff's Office, 940 New Salem Highway. And I'm honored to be the MC. We'll see you there. The Lineball Library's Technology Engagement Center over on Minerva Drive is offering two free computer classes every week. One's on Monday afternoons at 3:30, and the second one is the next day, Tuesday, at 2:30. They're both at the Technology Engagement Center, 306 Minerva Drive. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Support First Shot at Autumn at the Alley. It will be held at Saddlewoods Farm on Franklin Road in Murfreesboro on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 until 9 p.m. It supports First Shot STEM Academy and Academic All-Stars initiatives. The night is a fantastic event with unique tastings from various spirit brands and great wines and food from the Alley on Main. Top the night off with a fabulous silent auction. Go to firstshottn.org for more information and see you at Autumn at the Alley September 25th.
We're talking with Mary Ellen Evans. Why did you choose Adam's Place?
Mostly based on a realization that I wouldn't find anything more beautiful. The architecture is superb, elegant, and the people are caring. The residents, they consider it one family. I mean, this is just an unbelievable combination of good things.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T-Cell. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T-Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T-Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
All right, we're at 6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew, John, Brian, and Dalton. You can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen.
What are you talking about, Willis?
That's right. That's what I'm saying to you right now.
Aggressive.
We've got a little bit of a dad joke coming up. Irate, Dalton comments. Here we go.
Well, you know, we had James Bond Day on Monday, James Bond Song of the Day the rest of the week. So this kind of ties in. Why was James Bond so good at grilling hamburgers?
I don't know why.
Because he has a license to grill.
And now with the commentary is Dalton Barrett.
I didn't like it very much.
Boo. You didn't like that?
No, not really. I mean, it was licensed to grill. Did you like it, John?
Well, he was cooking hamburgers.
Yeah, but did you like it?
I kind of liked it.
Okay. And that's all that matters, because I don't get to rate.
Well, you can rate. Just tell me what you think.
No, I don't want to rate.
Okay. All right, fine. I'll give it a 3.
Thank you.
We continue more with the Wake Up Crew at 641.
CBS News Brief. Federal prosecutors go after senior Hamas leaders over the Americans killed on October 7th and beyond.
They murdered entire families. They murdered the elderly, and they murdered young children. They weaponized sexual violence against women.
Attorney General Merrick Garland in Ukraine.
Russian airstrikes hit energy facilities in 9 regions of Ukraine in the past 24 hours. The grid operator had already said it was introducing emergency cutoffs because it's unable to generate enough power.
CBS's Cammy McCormick reporting, and an independent British report into the 2017 Grenfell high-rise fire that killed 72 people has just found all of the deaths were avoidable.
It says that at times a deregulatory agenda dominated thinking so much that even matters affecting safety were ignored, delayed, or disregarded.
The BBC's Kate Lamble says the makers of the highly flammable insulation used at Grenfell lied about its dangers. CBS News.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. On Friday, November 1st, area residents and businesses and community leaders will play a round of golf for the kids of Special Kids Therapy and Nursing Center. The annual Special Kids Fall Golf Classic presented by SRM Concrete will be held at Cedar Crest Golf Club. The event features 2 scramble tee times, one at 7:30 a.m. and one at 1 p.m. Lunch is provided by Chick-fil-A of Murfreesboro, and evening refreshments are provided by Buffalo Wild Wings. Executive Director Chris Truelove told WGNS all proceeds from the tournament go directly to support Special Kids Therapy and Nursing Center.
We're a Christian healthcare not-for-profit, and we take care of children with special needs and who have special healthcare needs.
The community support helps bridge the gap between insurance reimbursement and medical service costs, allowing Special Kids to continue as the only not-for-profit outpatient therapy provider for children in Rutherford County. Authorities in Murfreesboro are working to identify a man who's accused of using a device to take money from an ATM. Officials say the unidentified man used some type of device to extract about $5,400 from an ATM inside a business. He reportedly left in a white SUV. Police say a similar incident also occurred in a store in Coffee County by a suspect in the same SUV. You'll find his picture on our website, WGNSradio.com, and information about who to call if you could identify him. The classic play Raisin in the Sun opens Friday, September 13th at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Word to the wise, tickets sell quickly, so you need to secure yours quickly. Tickets are $25 for adults, $23 for seniors, military, students, and children. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot of people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Dr. Jackie Womble Jenkins is our Toots volunteer. Dr. Jenkins has volunteered on the board of the Woman's Club of Murfreesboro, but most recently as president. She is also active in preserving local history and in her church choir. Again, Dr. Jackie Womble Jenkins is our Toots Outstanding Volunteer. Toots thanks Dr. Jenkins for all that she does.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
Families love Adam's Place.
My daughter kept telling me that she wanted me to come to Adam's Place. And I came here to look at the rooms. I decided to stay. And I'm not one bit sorry because I've been very well taken care of. And I have been very happy that I did come to Adam's Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Medical doctor and eye specialist Craig McCabe.
Sunlight is very important to the health of our bodies, to the point where I think it should be called medicine. There are photoreceptors, light receptors in your retina. Those axons project to cells that regulate the production of a hormone called melatonin. There's a lot of people using melatonin to help them sleep. Well, it's been shown that if you use video display devices, your phone, they still think it's daytime. They don't release the melatonin. It's harder for you to go to sleep. So that's why an hour or two before sleep, you should not be looking at any of these bright sources of light. And one of the best ways to help you sleep then is to avoid those, to be in dimmer light, and you will sleep faster and longer. You know, one of the things we've heard is that vitamin D is very important. They have higher vitamin D and they deal better with COVID and viruses and infections. That actually may be a marker for getting sunlight. And it's actually sunlight that helps our immune system, and the infrared light specifically.
Information you need. Staying healthy with sunshine.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 12 before the hour, and we've got news coming up at the top of the hour. John, Brian, and Dalton with you, and we've got hour number two still to go here on this hump day. What are we doing? Random questions, and we're going to play a game, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll do it all.
All right.
I kind of wanted to try this, too. Doesn't really work very well, does it?
It kind of sounds like you're in a cockpit.
Move up. Move the fan down a little bit. Down. Your face. No. Your face up.
Oh, okay. Like this?
Yep, that's it.
And now say something like a pilot would say.
Passengers, we're about to taxi for takeoff. If you'll please secure all loose items and buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Say it a little softer. Like, it's gonna passengers, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah, it's got to be like Joe Rogan.
Uh-huh. But look, passengers. Man, passengers, we're about to secure your items for takeoff.
Have you guys been...
That's the best smelling fan, though, that I've ever seen.
It does. It smells like laundry detergent.
Yeah, it's great.
I said that. There's dust in it.
You must use Febreze.
I think that's Downy.
Downy? Mm-hmm. Okay. Usually Gain smells pretty good, too.
I like Gain.
Yeah. Have you guys been to the service stations lately, gas stations?
I got gas yesterday.
What was the amount of your gas? How much did it cost?
Oh, I don't remember. It was pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's considerably down.
Yeah.
I think they're running about $2.85 right now in most places. I don't know how long it'll last, but
I kind of
Labor Day's over
when I do it, you know.
So it could be up today. You know, the price.
I try to wait until payday to put gas in my car. That way, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, I mean, $2.85 is. We haven't seen that in a long time, but like I said,
a lot of gas stations have taken note from the fast food restaurants and their apps and stuff. And like I think Circle K has an app where you can get like 20 cents off a gallon or something ridiculous.
Well, big news: Kroger executive. I don't know, not around here, but a Kroger executive, one of the grocery store outlets said that they had been putting prices up a little higher than the inflationary price.
Mm.
What a surprise!
Really.
When I started driving in 1993, gas was $1.11.
Well, that was so long ago.
Yeah. What year did you start driving? Do you know?
1973.
39 cents.
Yeah.
2016.
In 2016, gas was $2.59.
Right around the same.
I mean, you know, I understand part of it going up just because, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
The highest gas prices were 2022, but 2011 and 2012, it was about $4.50 even back
and
then. So
haven't they kind of stopped the Kroger-Albertson joint venture? And the reason they're doing that, from what I'm hearing, is they don't want it to be a monopoly, you know.
Right.
And that's how you stop that. So, anyway, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how that all pans out. Hey, time to celebrate some birthdays this morning, gentlemen.
It's birthday time. Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
It's interesting to me how our show has matured in terms of music, and, you know, we've got music for everything just about.
It's true, we do. We have lots and lots of music.
And we have lots and lots of laughter and talk, and that's what this show is all about.
We're not a baby anymore.
No. It's time to say happy birthday to some people. Celebrity-wise, William Lyons was born in 1901. He was a British industrialist, and he made Jaguar cars. Wow, I thought we talked about that last hour. Oh, we did, or 30 minutes ago. 1918, Paul Harvey, American news commentator and radio broadcaster, born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Good day.
History promises only this for certain. We will get exactly what we deserve.
Good day.
He used to come on TV, too. He had little commentaries here and
really?
There. In 1919, Howard Morris, American comedic actor and director. He was in the Andy Griffith Show. You know who he played?
Andy Griffith.
No.
Why did we both say that? And it's obviously not the right answer.
Through the rock. Through the rock. And through windows. Through brick. Through windows.
I don't remember him.
Ernest T. Bass.
Oh.
1928, Dick York, American actor. He was the first Darren in Bewitched. He had severe.
Isn't that how her nose?
Yeah, but your face is nothing like hers. Dick York had a lot of back trouble. I had to quit. 1981, Beyonce has a birthday. That's right. 1981, American pop and rhythm and blues singer. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Bill Ketron, Mary Esther Reed, Jody Eubank, Curtis Lancaster, and Don Farley have birthdays. What, two mayors? Former mayor and a mayor?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's a pretty
all
tall
have birthdays
cotton.
Today.
If you want to add to that birthday list, the number 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. You've got until about 7:30 to get those names into us today. Anniversaries, too, now. Don't forget that. And around 8 o'clock, we'll announce the entire list and give away some good old Nanner Pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue over at 1920 East Main.
And you'll never believe this. Today is National Mayor's Birthday Day. No, it's not. But wouldn't that be hilarious?
Got me all excited.
If it was, no. Today is National Newspaper Carrier Day, as well as National Wildlife Day.
Do we have newspaper carriers anymore? Do we have paper boys?
They're kind of like albino deer. They're very rare.
Man, you know, used to see, that was part of American society, being a newspaper boy.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though.
And you don't see the little tubes outside, you know, that where you put the paper in.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds east-northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, light winds. Lows drop to 66. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90. And then Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 64. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Good morning. Traffic's cranking up pretty good now on 24 westbound here at Haywood Lane, Bell Road through Antioch. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. So far, it's just the typical buildup up through there right now. Headed towards Nashville. It's increasing also out here finally on 40 eastbound at 840. Coming in from Dixon County as you head towards Kingston Springs. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, they get independent roofing specialists. Check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers energy-saving tips during the hot summer months. Change your HVAC filter once a month for more efficient operation. For more tips, go to mte.com/myenergyplan.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. We have four graduate gemologists, including myself, at Bell Jewelers. That gives us the ability to appraise jewelry and give educational information. And we offer to buy customers jewelry. We can give you a trade offer or a check. That gives us the ability to buy estate jewelry from our customers. Bell Jewelers. Like my grandfather said, nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health. Healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's 6:58. We're going to leave here and check some news and be back for hour number two. John Dietrich, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for stepping up to help a bank customer with an issue. And John's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, really easy to get that into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. So you can get your birthdays or anniversaries into us, or call or text that same number from earlier. You can also get your name in the hat to win a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue. So get them in.
Well, coming up next on WGNS, it is a look at the latest in world news. It's the CBS World News Roundup, and it's an extended look at news, and it's been on since the 30s. So it's the longest-running radio program on WGNS. It's brought to you by the Low T Center and the Law Offices of John Day.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
And it's coming up on 7 o'clock here from News Radio WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Anger in Israel.
Protesters say that they're going to keep demonstrating.
U.S. case against Hamas leaders.
We will pursue the terrorists for the rest of their lives.
Western heat.
It's hot today, but even hotter tomorrow.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For a third straight night, thousands turned out in Israel angered over the government's handling of the war against Hamas as the U.S. files a federal case against Hamas leaders. CBS's MTS Tayeb is in Tel Aviv.
The anguish and anger have turned into a third consecutive night of bitter mass protests. As fury over the killings of the six hostages in Gaza, including Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin, is directed squarely at Israel's government.
These protesters say that they're going to keep demonstrating until Prime Minister Netanyahu agrees to a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas.
The man is a liar, compulsive liar, he's a crook and a liar, and he's a criminal.
The U.S. now has launched a federal criminal case against Hamas leaders in a bid to hold the terror group accountable for the attack last October in Israel that began the war and left more than 40 Americans among the dead. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department unsealed charges against Yahya Sinwar and other senior leaders of Hamas for financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens.
Russia has continued its stepped-up bombardment in Ukraine as President Zelensky urges more Western help. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
Impact. Just before dawn, another Russian strike. This time, a rare hit on Ukraine's far western city of Lviv, only about 40 miles from Poland's border. At least seven people died, said the mayor, three of them children. Since Sunday, Russia has launched hundreds of missiles and drones on the capital, Kyiv, and across the country. Possible retaliation for Ukraine's surprise incursion into Russia's Kursk region nearly a month ago. Ukraine's eastern city of Poltava is still reeling from a Russian attack yesterday morning, Moscow's deadliest this year.
Here at home on the campaign trail, Vice President Kamala Harris plans to roll out new economic ideas at an event today in New Hampshire. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Today, she's unveiling a series of ideas that her campaign says are designed to make life easier for small businesses. There's a new tax credit that would allow new small businesses to take startup expenses, write them off their taxes, going from $5,000 currently up to $50,000. That's a tenfold increase. She's also setting a goal of seeing 25 million new small businesses established over her 4 years in office. That would be up from the 19 million created during the Biden years, more than were created during the Trump years. There is no word on how much this would cost, and of course it would require congressional approval. But the idea that she's doing this in a state with low taxes is no mistake, because she's trying to cut into Trump's advantage on the economy. When we ask voters in our polling, for example, if the economy is their top concern, who's their top choice? The answer right now, at least for now, is Trump.
Concerns about an economic slowdown triggered the worst day for financial exchanges since last month's big sell-off. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Number one, we had weaker than expected manufacturing data. Number two, we had a report out from Goldman Sachs that said, hey, demand from China is slowing down. Number three, I think a lot of people said, hey, I've been away for a long weekend. They looked at their positions. They said, the Nasdaq's up 20% this year. Maybe I should take some money off the table. This is an overall fear of, hey, maybe things won't continue. Maybe we'll be slowing down too much.
A federal judge has rejected former President Trump's request to intervene in his New York hush money criminal case, stopping the latest bid to have his felony conviction overturned and delay his sentencing. And Trump indicates in a separate court filing he'll plead not guilty to revised criminal charges in his federal election case. And there's this from a federal judge in Atlanta about a song Trump has used at his rallies.
God bless you. God bless you.
The judge says no more use of Hold On, I'm Coming. The estate of Isaac Hayes, who co-wrote the song, has sued, alleging copyright infringement. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother. My hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs. So I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one. Even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community.
or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A triple-digit heat wave is making early September uncomfortable in much of the West. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
There are excessive heat warnings or heat advisories in effect for almost 50 million people along the West Coast in major cities like Portland, San Francisco, down into the L.A. metro area.
Phoenix topped 100 degrees for a record 100th straight day yesterday with no end in sight for that string. Also from Phoenix, where the two police officers there were shot and wounded by someone who was trying to break into a car. Interim Police Chief Michael Sullivan says one is in critical condition, the other is stable.
The officers are surrounded right now by their family and loved ones, and we ask that you keep them in your thoughts and prayers. What happens tonight is senseless. It angers me.
One person has been detained by police. The 17-year-old suspect in the shooting of San Francisco 49ers rookie Ricky Pearsall has now been charged with attempted murder. He'll also be arraigned today on other charges, including attempted robbery. Pearsall will miss at least the first four games of the NFL season. Now to New York and the federal case against a former aide to two governors.
Linda's son is charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of a foreign nation. Investigators say she shaped New York governmental messaging to align with the priorities of the Chinese government. Her husband was also arrested. The couple will be charged with violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. About 6 weeks ago, their $3.5 million Long Island home was raided. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A day of pageantry in Indonesia. Pope Francis, on his first full day there, urged the country to live up to its promise of harmony in diversity and fight religious intolerance. Well, Billboard has announced its Song of the Summer. I Had Some Help by Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. The popularity is based on weekly streaming, airplay, and sales information. The song was number one for each of the 14-week survey. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. Hey! And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll want a sheet on it every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Want a sheet on it. Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Want a sheet on it. Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
you're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And as we celebrate our 39th year in business, we still are serving delicious food at a great price. And yes, the famous $6.99 lunch special.
It's the American way.
Please come get one today.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years. So swing by one of our four Rutherford County locations. Many things have changed, but one thing hasn't. Toots is still the place for good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds east northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 66. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90. And then Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 64. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. They're working this accident in South Nashville right now. A car up against the wall on 65 southbound just past Harding Place. It's limping along down through there right now in South Nashville on 65 going southbound. Of course, the heaviest flow is coming northbound up from Brentwood, Williamson County. Again, this crash southbound has got it pretty slow approaching Harding Place. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out today. You can order online. It's easy, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With every word they lift the day, brightens your morning in every way. From strokes to news, they've got it all. The Wake Up Crew answers the call. Wake up, cast the fire. Sean Byan and Dalton, they've tried. On WGNS, they're lighting the way. Morning's here, it's time to play.
Yes, indeed. Mornings are here with the Wake Up Crew. Time to rise and shine. Up and at 'em, out the door, coffee in hand. Wednesday morning, hump day, September the 4th. And welcome into the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. Hey, we've got football Friday night. We're going here with
what? Did you just have a heat stroke?
Yeah. We're going here with high school football. We end the season. Gosh, this is week three coming up, and Siegel is at Smyrna, a good big Rutherford County matchup. Looking forward to that. Middle Tennessee, they had their home opener last Saturday, and they're on the road at Ole Miss, taking on Lane Kiffin and the Rebels.
That might get ugly.
Yeah, it could. Got Duke coming in a few weeks too, so that'll be fun. That may be next week. I can't remember now.
If you win Ole Miss, you beat Ole Miss, fine. But if you lose, don't worry about it. Move on to the teams you can beat. Sure.
Well, John's birthday is in 17 days. We're going to have a big blowout.
I forgot. Get it? Do you remember? I forgot. Get it? Funny.
And fall break.
I kind of laughed at the big blowout we're going to have. I don't know what he's talking about there.
Crash.
We're going to buy you an HVAC unit to put in here for your birthday. fall break, 33 days away.
My daughter said when I turn 50, you're not going to have any more big birthdays. You know big parties.
It's really funny.
What about when you're 100, John? We'll have to have a blowout for that.
I'm not going to make that.
It's funny you have John's birthday on the countdown, but not your own daughter, whose birthday is tomorrow.
Well, yeah, it's tomorrow.
Well, she's not listening.
She's not on the show.
Well, I guess that's true.
You know. Jeez.
Still, hasn't even mentioned it.
Give me something for the 26 years I've been
with
you.
It's true. You've been around a long time.
Is it 26 now? I guess it is.
I don't know. It could be 27.
You've been saying 25 for years.
I'm coming up on year 31 here at the station for myself. Started in 93.
Man, I hope that doesn't happen to me. Please don't let that happen to me.
Brian's starting to look like the air conditioning unit, too. Have you noticed? starting to wear out.
Oh, yeah. I've got parts that don't work anymore. Let's see. Song of the day. This week we are looking at James Bond themes and the four biggest James Bond theme songs. And Carly Simon comes in at number 3.
Nobody does it better. Sometimes I wish someone could.
Nobody does it better. From which movie? Roger Moore.
We just talked about it. The Spy Who Loved Me.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Greatest scene to start a James Bond
greatest
film
cold
ever.
Open maybe ever. Although the one from Casino Royale is really good too.
Yeah,
where he there's that scene where the guy's doing parkour and he jumps through the thing and then Daniel Craig just runs through the drywall. It's such a cool scene.
Reminder that we have a burn ban in effect, so don't be burning stuff.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
just remind folks about that. It's been so hot and dry, and it's probably going to be with us for a while, you know.
Although this AC unit may just catch on fire. It might be against the burn ban.
And listen to this. I thought this was really wild. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency is monitoring Dale Hollow Reservoir because 250 walleye fish were found dead, and they think the reason for that is the high water temperatures.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yep. lower oxygen levels, but high water temperatures. You know,
so
low
you go
water
to a lake,
levels.
You're not going to cool off, are you? You jump in the lake, you're not really.
Well,
gonna
I mean, I'm sure it's pretty warm right about now.
Yeah, I bet swimming pools. I bet it's not even fun to go swimming.
No, I would imagine it's still cold. It's still cooler than being in the sun. You know. Because water, when it's the same temperature as the room, is still cooler.
Do you like hot pool water or medium pool water or cold pool water?
I don't love swimming, but if I am getting in, I want it to be warmish, medium warm.
You don't like to jump in cold when it's hot?
No, I don't. No.
Yeah, I agree.
Kind of shocks the body.
Yeah.
If you're into gaudy jewelry, if that's your thing, there might be some Elvis, some in Elvis's closet that might fit. They're auctioning off some of the king's blingier rings, or they did last weekend. Not cheap, though. Expected to sell about $65,000.
They're making as much money off of him as humanly possible.
It's kind of almost sad, really. I mean, it really like, is.
His rings, nobody in the family wants it. It's been long enough since he passed away that it's kind of... like they're moving on.
Yeah.
You know, if that makes sense. It's really kind of, you never really get to see that on such a public scale. That's the equivalent of somebody taking your jewelry to the pawn shop after you're dead.
Boy, he's made, he came full circle with that one.
John, the Old Farmer's Almanac is out.
Ah.
And it's predicting a mild and wet winter for Tennessee and the Southeast.
I'd buy that.
Mild but wet. Now, that doesn't mean we won't have any snow. But last year, it was cold and snowy, and at least one big snow. It was pretty dead on last year with the weather. So I think the winter this year is going to be a little warmer. But again, that doesn't mean you don't get snow, especially if it's going to be wetter than normal.
Conditions have to be right.
Yeah.
It's one of the hardest things to predict.
Snow.
Yeah, because, I mean, what are the levels in the atmosphere? Is it going to melt it and then it fall on and be freezing rain, or, you know,
if the ground is warm or cold, or
does it stick, that kind of thing. One more thing here. A new survey from Talker Research finds that 8 in 10 Americans are too tired to cook when they get home from work. People in the survey said Mondays and Wednesdays are their busiest. 20% said they've fallen asleep while cooking dinner. Almost 60%.
How do you fall asleep while cooking dinner?
I don't
know. I guess maybe you stick something in the oven, fall asleep on the couch.
Well, I guess that could happen. Almost 60% of those who were surveyed say they order in.
If you can afford it, golly, the prices of delivery.
Do you all find yourself in the afternoon when you're completely still? Is that nap time? I mean, do you have a tendency to be sleepy in the afternoon?
Yeah, it's that 3:30 to 4:30 range.
Yeah, me too.
And there's something with that I've read. It's like circadian rhythms or something. If you can push through 4:30, you can make it to bedtime. But that hour or so is when people are the tiredest.
Yeah, it's rough for me. That's for sure.
I'm got in a bad habit. I'm napping about an hour before going to bed. I fall asleep in the chair. That's rough. Okay, random questions after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Updating late night college football, 21st-ranked Arizona is winding down the third quarter, leading 48-31 over New Mexico. Ending the third quarter at Washington, Huskies now up 28-3 over Weber State. And Arizona State on FS1 leads late in the game 48-0 against Wyoming. Number one, Georgia ripped Clemson 34-3. Oregon survived against Idaho 24-14. Seventh-ranked Notre Dame was tied with 2 minutes to go at Texas A&M, but the Irish won at 23-13. Ninth-ranked Michigan pulled away from Fresno State 30-10 the final. Miami won at Florida 41-17. 49ers first-round wide receiver Ricky Pearsall from Florida is in serious but stable condition after being shot in a robbery attempt in the Bay Area. He was able to walk to the ambulance. To baseball, the Dodgers with two in the ninth won at Arizona 8-6. Wins for the Mets and Phillies.
Bob Ferris lives at Adams Place.
The personnel here are excellent, and they are concerned about your well-being. Yes, they're always asking you how are you doing and what can I do to help you, and that's a blessing.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place.
Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on The Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
Random questions. We started this about, a month in.
It was pretty quick.
It's not an original, but...
We stole it from Chip Walters.
That's right. And somebody else does it in sports, I think, too.
Oh, I'm sure he stole it from someone else.
All right, here we go, guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's your favorite way to waste time online?
I like watching dumb YouTube videos. That's a fun one.
I do too. I
kill
like
time,
that too.
Yeah.
I kind of watch on Facebook Reels. I find myself looking through those and just continue to scroll. And a lot of them are scare pranks and scare, you know, with...
That's because you've watched them once,
I guess.
They keep sending them to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's figured them out.
What do you think about more than anything else? What's on your mind more than anything else? Grandchildren for me.
Wow.
Probably work. Stressed about work, figuring stuff out.
If you don't say WGNS, I'm going to throw these cards at you.
Well, probably. I was going to say...
The Ranch, quoting The Ranch, every line from the show, you can close your eyes and watch an entire season.
How soon can I go to bed?
Mm. Oh, that's a sad life to live.
I didn't say it was fun.
How many times a day... Oh, this is for you, Dalton.
Uh-oh.
How many times a day do you lose your keys or phone?
Once.
Once a day?
But once a day, for sure. It's every morning. Once I get them on in the morning and everything's in my pockets, I'm safe, but it's a struggle.
Brian, you never lose anything, do you?
I mean, I always put my keys on the little key rack and my wallet by my backpack. So
Isn't everything attached to your belt or something?
He does still carry a phone clip holster like it's, 2012.
Yeah. Whoa.
Well, at least I know where my phone is.
All right, here's a tough one. What's the best thing you've ever eaten from a restaurant? Of all the restaurants you've eaten at, what's the best food you've ever had?
I've got it locked in. It is the chicken fried chicken with an extra side of gravy from the alley on Main Street.
Well, that was quick. Yeah.
It's my favorite meal of all time. I take my French fries and I dip them in the extra bowl of gravy, and then I dip the chicken in
the... You ask for two bowls of gravy?
I do.
Yeah.
I usually sub my salad for gravy, and the one time I did it and the server said... Really? And I was like, yes, I would like extra gravy, please.
So there was a seafood place in Destin, and it was the first time we went, and they had some kind of roumelade dip for like the shrimp.
It was crab cakes.
Crab cakes. That's what it was. Crab cakes. And I never could find it again, and it was always a quest to find the best crab cakes, but I like crab cakes on the beach.
Where was it you ate them at?
It was, I can't even remember the name of the restaurant
now. There's a place in town that's got pretty good crab cakes. It's not Bonefish Grill. What's the place near it? On Medical Center? or Medical Center and Thompson Lane.
Oh, that Cajun place?
No. Oh. It's where Medical Center and Thompson Lane intersect. It's a popular restaurant. It's right next to the Battery Store.
That's Bonefish Grill.
That's Bonefish.
That's Bonefish? Yeah. I thought Bonefish was the other side of that. Mm-mm. There's two restaurants in that shopping center. I'll find it later.
One's a steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
All right. Number five, where does your family originate from?
Walter Hill.
Walter. I think they were talking about German, maybe, or, you know, German descent. Or
We have some Native American in us. We have some. We're a little Jewish. We're a mutt. We're a mixed breed.
Where's your favorite place to shop?
Amazon.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
From my couch.
For clothes, I buy a lot of my clothes from Walmart.
Well, you believe it or not, I buy almost all my clothes from Walmart now that I'm retired, because you don't ever really have to wear a suit and tie anywhere.
I like Target, too.
Target's hard to fit a big boy like me. If you could paint anything, what would you paint?
Something that got me a lot of money, like a Picasso or the Mona Lisa.
I just wish I had the ability to paint. I think it'd be a fun, relaxing thing. It's the Chop House, by the way, that has the good
it's
crab cakes.
Okay, steak restaurant with fish.
With real good crab cakes.
Have you ever lost a bet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't want to go any further with it? Okay.
Well, I'm not... You know, it was kind of like a, you know, I bet this won't happen or will happen. I can't remember, but I used to do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't bet much, so not really.
What is the last text message that you sent? Everyone, look at their phones.
Let's see. I text Megan, and I said, true, because she bought a new candle. It was the last text message I sent.
And the answer was true?
Well, she said, when the candle's gone, we can use the bowl or make a new candle. And I said, true.
I sent my daughter a text, a picture of the dog, and I said, he's running through the house, growling and chasing the pig. Maybe he'll fall asleep soon.
Oh, wow. That's not what I expected to have on yours. Mm. I thought it'd be something work-related. Mine says, download LoJack. Thank you for buying the Hyundai, but they do that every day.
Something from them every day?
Just about. I've even deleted it. You know, I've even like...
Oh, wow.
Unsubscribed.
Did you text stop in all caps?
Yeah.
That's random questions.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
WGNS powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation at mte.com/prosolar.
My wife had Alzheimer's. I knew we were going to have to move closer to my son because we had no family in Florida.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
Having the memory care in the same facility was a big factor. This place is all I could ever dream it would be.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Hump Day Wednesday continues September 4th, episode 1484 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday to Bill Ketron, Mary Esther Reed, Jody Eubank, Curtis Lancaster, and Don Farley. Happy birthday from WGNS Radio.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, go ahead and get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. And that delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue is the prize, so get them in.
Yes, indeed. Last chance, last call, if you will, for those birthdays. We're going to announce in about a half an hour everybody that we've gotten this morning. Okay. It's local news, traffic, and weather coming up for you right now from the Wake Up Crew.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds east northeasterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 66. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs warm into the upper 80s to near 90. And then Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 64. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Good morning. It's moving a little bit better in South Nashville from an earlier collision on 65 southbound right near Harding Place. Again, that's flowing a lot better down in that area as traffic really starts to crank up. 24 westbound coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, passing Bell Road up through Antioch. It's really heavy on Vietnam Vets westbound up by Conference Drive. All that traffic flow coming in right now from Hendersonville. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items. Check them out today. Order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Authorities in Murfreesboro are on the lookout for a man who is accused of using a device of some kind to steal money from an ATM. Officials say the unidentified man used some type of a device to extract about $5,400 from an ATM inside a business. Now, he reportedly left in a white SUV. Police say a similar incident occurred in a store in Coffee County by a suspect in the same vehicle. You'll find his picture on WGNSradio.com and information about who to call if you can identify him. That burn ban that was in place in Murfreesboro has been lifted. In a recent news release sent by the city of Murfreesboro to area media outlets, Mike Browning with the city told WGNS in an email Tuesday that the fire marshal has lifted the burn ban. It's no longer in effect. Governor Bill Lee said he suspects the state is closer than further from having a new death penalty protocol in place, which is required before Tennessee can resume executions after a two-year pause. On April 20, 2022, Governor Lee ordered all executions be paused in the state after discovering that the state was not testing the lethal injection drugs as required in its own protocol, among other problems. Lee then tasked the Tennessee Department of Correction and other organizations with developing new death penalty protocols before the state could resume executions. Lee did not give the department a deadline to complete the protocol. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on X at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
It's a hard decision to make, knowing when to sell your home and move to Adams Place.
There's one couple here that I met, and they said it was a lifestyle that they didn't have at home. You have, like, every night dining at a fine hotel. You have the pool. It is so beautiful. Just so much to offer that you won't have in your own home. It's all right here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
At Middle Point, we want to be part of the solution. That's why we're making significant investments in proactively enhancing our facilities to integrate sustainable solutions.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 is the time. It's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS, and it is time to play the oldie friends game. If you are familiar with the newlywed game, you'll know how this works.
Yes, it's like the newlywed game, but we're old and friends. And I'll ask a question, and we're going to guess what the other person's answer is. John, you are first, so we will guess your answer. Okay. And the question is, John, what makes you sad?
Okay. Got an answer.
John, your answer? Death and funerals.
Oh.
I said Brian Barrett.
Well, yeah, that's right under funerals.
I said WGNS.
Right under Brian Barrett.
So that means this one is for me. How old, you should know this, just by the way, but he won't. How old was I when I learned how to ride a bike?
How old you were?
How old was I? And I'm going to give a little hint. I was a little old to be learning how to ride a bike.
Okay. I said 8.
Okay.
I'm written down never, but then 12.
I was 10.
Whoa.
10 years old.
Mm.
Right in the middle.
With training wheels.
You taught me! which one of your belongings do you always lose? What do you always lose?
Oh, he wrote too much. I'm wrong.
Okay.
Dalton's writing a book.
All right.
Your answer? I said nothing yet.
Oh. What did you say, John?
Pins.
Pins. Yeah. I said clean clothes. Gotta always search and find your clean clothes.
No, they're in the basket. I never take them out and put them in the closet. Just stay there.
John, back to you. What is your favorite season of the year?
Mmm.
That's easy.
Okay.
And your answer?
Christmas.
Christmas. Mmm, I was wrong.
I was wrong too.
What did you say?
I said fall break, like fall break.
I like fall break, but I thought you were talking about...
like a season. I said spring. I thought you liked spring for some reason.
I like fall better than spring. Mm. Yeah.
I was incorrect. This one's for me. What is my favorite thing about the summer?
Hmm. Okay.
I don't think this is right.
And I said, the grass dies.
Oh. I said vacation, but you don't really take a vacation in the summer, do you?
No, not really.
I said shorts.
Oh, I don't wear a ton of shorts. I do up here, I guess.
And in the summertime.
It's true.
We're not doing very well.
None of us are. If you could live in any other city or town, where would it be?
Hmm. Okay.
Is this for Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
I said Smyrna because I don't want to live too far away from Murfreesboro.
Ding, ding, ding. I guess Smyrna. Town in Florida. Yeah, that's the right answer. He just said Smyrna, but I knew he was going to say that, so that's what I put down. All right, John.
You lived in Smyrna.
I did. It was close to Murfreesboro.
John, what is something you would like to be better at?
Hmm. Okay.
And John, your answer?
Golf.
Ding, ding, ding. Right again.
Ding, ding, ding. I said golf.
What are the rest of that?
So you could be on the senior pro tour.
Oh. Ooh, that's a slam. A
little jam right there at the end.
Yeah.
Oh,
all really? Right. We got time for maybe a couple more. That's not trivia. Let's see. If I could speak another language, what would it be?
Okay.
I said Spanish. Seems like the obvious answer.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. I said Meganese.
Wow.
So you could know what she's saying.
Wow.
That's the Oldie Friends game.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working, and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat ReStore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat ReStore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents enjoy Adams Place.
At Adams Place, they have different things, entertainments, and things that you can get out and keep your mind going.
We're talking with Helen Alexander.
And that's what I like about Adams Place. I think most, although the food, I am very blessed to be here at Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:42. We're wrapping up the Wake Up Crew here this morning, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And as a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor your energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? They have more online at mte.com/driveEV. This morning, our good neighbor of the day is John Dietrich. John is the good neighbor for stepping in to help a bank customer with an issue over at First National Bank of Middle Tennessee. John, congrats as the good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and your good neighbor friends here at News Radio WGNS. If you would like to send in a good neighbor, a couple of ways to get that to us. If you text the word neighbor to our number 615-893-1450, you'll get an auto reply and there'll be a link there. Tap on that and it opens up the web form to fill out the information. You can get to that same web form at wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. Call this afternoon, talk to Melissa, and let's see, mail. You can do that as well. 306 South Church Street, Murfreesboro, 37130. Get in those Good Neighbor of the Day nominations. We do 5 a week, 20 a month. That's a lot. So you can help us out. And thanks again to Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Hey, guys, why was James Bond so good at grilling hamburgers?
I don't know why.
Turns out he has a license to grill.
Replay.
Oh, that was a knee slapper.
Something got slapped.
Sorry, I was putting some equipment up and I kept hearing a chicken.
A chicken? Oh, is there a chicken in the box?
I'm not sure. Might be a jack in the box. I'm not sure about a chicken.
Maybe.
I thought that chicken was at my house because I hear it in my sleep. What have we learned today?
Yes, we learned that gas prices were down as of last week.
Down to around the same price as they were in 2016.
And it was $1.17 when I started driving.
We didn't do very well in Oldie's Friends game, except Dalton had a real little streak there toward the end. Also, we talked about we had a good random questions, though.
It's true.
Very good.
I wanted to do it twice, but we did Oldie Friends instead.
Well, that's not an official game. There has to be a vote, and the board has to get involved. I mean, it's a lot to
the
it.
Board?
And then there was 5 or 6 minutes that Brian talks, but I just didn't pay a whole lot of attention.
I don't remember.
He had several little things.
Yeah, you had lots of little ditties.
Burn ban.
That's important.
Fish dying in Dale Hollow.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yep.
I think it's pronounced holler.
Oh, we talked about whether we liked warm pool or a cold pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a dead pool.
The Old Farmer's Almanac says wet and mild winter for Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. So. They're usually pretty accurate. I wouldn't care if we had a winter, mild winter. It wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
Wet. I don't mind wet.
You don't?
I just don't like those cold temperatures. Those real cold temperatures.
Mm.
You know, when it gets down to 3 and 2 and 1.
Yeah.
Talked
about Dalton wanted to be a painter. I guess he's getting started on that with the dry erase board.
And it was very accurate. I thought
Thank
he did
you.
A good job
Thank you.
With it.
Thank you.
I knew exactly what you were drawing.
That's good. That's the goal.
You know, that would be a fun game, but it wouldn't translate well on radio.
No.
Pictionary.
Yeah. Pictionary.
We could do charades.
Yeah, we tried that.
Oh, did we?
Little,
do you ever watch Pictionary on TV? They've got a game show on
there. Oh, Heads Up. Yeah,
Heads Up.
You turned it into charades, but it was actually you're supposed to describe it with words and not actions.
Okay, well, fine. That's what we learned today.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
People are more creative in the shower because taking a warm shower contributes to increased dopamine flow. So that's where you get all of your good ideas, is in the shower and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.